I want to introduce you to tonight's testimony. Every week we try to share with you the story of someone who's been where you are and the work that God's done in their life. So Caroline Klein, come on up here to the stage. Everybody, welcome Caroline. And Caroline has her own fan section up here. But guys, you're also fans? Okay, great. So I also am a fan of Caroline Klein's because she was a guest on my favorite episode of my favorite podcast that I've ever listened to. And I'm going to put it up here on the screen for all of you. So I saw some phones out. Right now, you can go on Spotify or whatever you use to listen to podcasts, and you can subscribe to the Watermark Students Podcast. And start, it's not the first one, but I would start with A Guide to Teenage Dating Part 2, because that's Caroline Klein's episode. And seriously, it may be my favorite podcast I've ever listened to. She did a great job. It's super encouraging.
Thank you. Right?
You told me earlier, 75% of what you said was true. I'm just kidding. It was all true. All right. So, hey, I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to pray for her, and then I'm going to let Caroline share her story with you guys, and then I'll jump back up and tell you what we have next. So let's pray together. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this evening. I thank you for the opportunity that we all have to be encouraged right now to hear about what you created in Caroline and the work that you did through her life so far and that you're doing right now. And I pray that all of us would be encouraged and inspired, that there would be hope, that there would be guidance as we listen to her story. And I pray ultimately that we wouldn't so much hear her story as we would hear your story, and that we would see her less and see you more. And I pray that we would see you more in each of our own lives as we get into this curriculum, as we study your word, as we discuss it with others who know you. I pray that you'll help us to see you and know you more tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, I told her I may keep her up here for a little Q&A, and she is totally not prepared for this, so do your best. So there was this part, I don't know where it is, when you said something about feeling completely alone, and then you saw that like as an opportunity to turn to God, where is that? No, it was before that. I felt completely alone, I had no other friends to turn to. Yeah. Here it is. I was mad at God for leaving me alone, but I slowly started to realize he was giving me the chance to run to him instead. I journaled every day for months talking to God. So when I heard you say that, I just thought, I bet there's more than one person in this room that felt alone last week, or that felt alone like walking into this room. And so for that season when you were mad at God for leaving you alone, like when you felt alone, what does journaling mean to you? What did it mean for you to run to him? Like, how do you run to God? What did that look like for you in that season?
For me in that season, I would say...
hold that if you want.
Oh. There you go. Okay. For me in that season, I always felt weird just, like, sitting and praying and talking out loud to God, and I always, like, didn't really know how to communicate what I was feeling. And so in writing, I like to go back and look at all the things I wrote. And so I committed time every day to write to him, and they weren't like the nicest prayers. Sometimes I was really upset with him. But I was just fully transparent, and I didn't hold anything back. And I just like told him everything I was feeling towards him, towards other people, towards myself. And as I continued journaling and would look back on past months of journals, I would see what I was struggling with then and how he answered those prayers later. And so that's why I like journaling.
So you just decided to believe that he was there, or you knew he was there, and you were like, okay, I can choose to be totally alone, or even though I'm mad at God and my prayers aren't always the nicest, at least I can talk to him because I believe you. And you just went for it.
Yes, I just went for it.
And then you said... You had time to open your Bible and talk to your small group leaders. Like, were you just randomly opening up your Bible, or was there like a plan you were going through at that time?
No, I was doing plans with my small group leaders and girls in my small group.
And then with your small group leaders, did you contact them and just say, hey, I'm mad at God, I feel alone, can we talk? Or was it more like casual?
No, it sounded pretty much like that.
You were like super direct and you were just like, hey, help, maybe.
Yeah, because I feel like at that point I felt like I was at rock bottom.
Okay.
So.
And then I had one more question. Now I'm trying to remember what it was because that was so good. Oh, yeah. The people that are here. You don't have to introduce all of them, but, you know, I'd say about half this room is probably involved in a small group like what you had, in a community group like what you have, and then maybe half isn't. It's about that. And so would you just tell everybody about your small group, what they mean to you, like how much time you spend with them, et cetera?
I spend a lot of time with my small group. I have been in a small group since seventh grade, and our small group has been through lots of ups and downs. But just like through high school and through like real stuff and just life, they've always been my constant friends. And they're all in the front row right now. And like this group of girls is probably like the closest friends I have. And like I trust them with everything in my life, and I seek their wisdom in everything in my life. And they've truly been like my biggest blessing throughout
high school. So they are your closest friends, mm-hmm. but small group isn't just a name you made up for, well, my closest group, we just call ourselves small group, but there's a formal time that you meet
yes.
for small group. It's like a yes. Bible study, like sharing your life, prayer requests, things
yes.
like that.
So Wednesday nights we meet for Bible study, and then Sundays after church during the day, I meet with my community group, which is majority my small group. And so Wednesday nights we study the Bible and we like actually intricately like study it and talk about it. And then community group is more just talking about where we are in our walk and what we're struggling with and stuff like that.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Everybody, thank her one more time for being up here. All right, guys, we're going to spend a slightly shorter amount of time in here to get you to your step groups because we weren't able to be together last week. And we have special guests for your step groups tonight. You're going to have one guest in every room, and I will explain and introduce who they are right here at the end before I dismiss you. But first, open up your booklets to page 40, all right? So open your curriculum to page 40, and I'm going to put a paragraph up on the screen that's in your book. But I want you to read it in your own book, page 40. So there's this section at the bottom of page 40 that says, proceed with caution. And we're at the end of the letter E, entirely trust God. And our next letter is A, assess the situation, which is going to lead you into a footprint called inventory, where you look back on your life and you write down a record of all the hurt and the brokenness and the sin that you have experienced. And it's a really challenging, difficult step in this program. It's kind of like the mountaintop that you have to get over to go downhill in the second half. And so before you enter into inventory, it's really important that the letter E is something that you have understood and embraced in your life. Entirely trust God. So here's what this says about proceed with caution. It says, the next section in this curriculum will involve taking an inventory of your life. You will uncover and think deeply about your brokenness. It's not recommended that you continue working through this curriculum until you believe and trust in the powerful and loving God revealed in the Bible. And we're going to talk more about that powerful and loving God tonight, both in this room and in your step groups. It would not be wise for you to dig up your problems if you don't have God as a solution and a source of comfort. Does that make sense? So you don't want to dig up all these old problems if you don't have anywhere to turn or anything to do with them. And then it ends by saying this, healing is built on a foundation of faith in Jesus and his promises. So review what you've worked on so far, ask questions until you're ready to trust Jesus as both Savior and Lord. Your leaders are here to help. It's time to give your daily life to God. Come curious, come as you are, and come in faith. So tonight, you're going to have a chance in your rooms to ask any question that you've ever had about God, about Jesus, about the Bible, about sin, about church, whatever it is that might be in the way of you entirely trusting God. So you can get all your questions answered, any roadblock that's in your way, and you're to keep you from fully trusting him so that you can trust him and move forward. But before we do that, I want to remind you of the lessons we covered in our curriculum and something I mentioned last time we were together. I talked about getting invited to a wedding. And I have this friend, her name is Katie Lightfoot, but before she was married, her name was Katie Baumgratz. And Katie Baumgratz loved weddings, so much so that when I used to be on Snapchat, not on Snapchat anymore, but when I was, I would snap Katie at every wedding we would go to where, you know, we had mutual friends getting married, and she would go crazy. Like, she was dancing, screaming. She loved weddings. So let me just quick give you a snapshot. Here is a video from my phone of Katie Baumgratz before she was married. Here's the first one.
Guys, I'm here with Katie Baumgratz. We're going to find out if she likes weddings.
Yeah, weddings are the best! I love weddings! Love and marriage and covenant.
She likes them.
All right, that was one. Here's the next wedding, like a couple weeks later. Katie, again, we're outside. The couple's getting ready to come out. Let's show the next video.
I just wonder if anybody loves weddings, Katie?
David, I love weddings!
So, like, that's not an act. That's just how she is in life. And so I have one more video to show you. It's a little bit longer, and I'm not going to show it right now because I want to explain to you what happened is after a few of these weddings, just go to like a general slide. That's weird. Just looking at it. There we go. She met a guy named Jordan Lightfoot, and they started dating, and then they got engaged. And then I got this invitation in the mail that says, "With love and great excitement, Katie Baumgratz and Jordan T. Lightfoot invite you to join them as they celebrate their marriage. Friday, August 24th at 6:00 in the evening at Watermark Community Church. Dinner, dessert, and dancing to follow." Now, I had been to other people's weddings with Katie. And so when she invited me to her wedding and she said dinner, dessert, and dancing, I knew she was going to come true. Remember last week we talked about Jesus giving us an invitation and who was on the guest list for that invitation. And the invitation came with a promise. And so Katie gave me an invitation to her wedding and I was on the guest list. It was addressed to me. And the promise was dinner, dessert, and dancing. Now here's the thing. When I got that invitation, I didn't know if dinner would be table service, like we would sit down and there'd be a waiter and a waitress. I didn't know if we'd go through a buffet line. I didn't know if we would go order at 5 different counters and have different options. I didn't know how it would be served, but I knew there would be dinner because I knew who was inviting me. And I knew Katie loved weddings, and I knew she wouldn't trick us. I trusted the sender of the invitation. I knew there'd be dessert. I didn't know what it would be, and I knew for sure there would be dancing. And here's what happened. I took her up on her invitation. I came to Watermark Community Church and I went to the wedding and there was dinner. You want to know what Katie served? We come down from the chapel after the wedding and there's no food in the reception area down in the town center of our church over here. But you could smell something coming in the doors and the doors were open and they had catered Burger House and they were grilling burgers, hot, fresh Burger House burgers just outside the doors. And you go through and you got fresh burgers and fries. And then what's for dessert, Katie? Is it wedding cake? Sure, there was a wedding cake, but she also had freshly baked cookies, all different flavors with Bluebell ice cream. And people back there scooping, the correct combination is a peanut butter cookie with chocolate Bluebell, in case you were wondering. And I had that sandwich. All the LaCroix you could drink, not just the normal cans, but the skinny ones. It was everything anyone could ask for. And then there was dancing, and I took one final video of Katie, and here it is at her own wedding. Check it out. That's me. And just, you gotta wait. Katie's gonna come in. That's my wife. That's Jermaine. That's Jermaine's wife. Hang on. It's Katie! Okay, that's enough of that. So you can bet she had dancing. She had glow sticks. She had custom sunglasses that everybody got for her wedding. It was a party, and we had a blast. And here's the point. Let's go back to the scripture, Matthew 11:28, and then we'll wrap up and get out of here. Is that Jesus has given us this scripture where he says, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. We see in God's word that there's an invitation for us, and we should come to Jesus curious, because he doesn't say, come to this program, come to this church, come to a small group. He says, come to me. And the encouragement is, I'm inviting you. Come see who I am. And who's invited? Who's on the guest list? All you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. That includes me, and I bet it includes you. And that's the guest list. Is anyone who's tired from this life and carrying any kind of burden, Jesus has called you. He's given the invitation to you. You are on the guest list. And what's his promise? His promise is, I will give you rest. And I came to Katie's wedding in faith that there would be dancing and there would be dinner and there would be dessert. And it was so. And I'm here to tell you, and Caroline Klein is here to tell you, and others who have come to respond to this invitation are here to tell you that when you come to Jesus, his promise to give you rest comes true when you trust him and come in faith. And so our step, the letter E, is this: entirely trust God. Not partially trust God, not trust God for a little bit, but entirely trust him, believing that he is powerful and that he is loving. He loves you. He demonstrates his love by dying on the cross for you. His power is demonstrated by his resurrection from the dead and all of the miracles that he worked while he was here on this earth. There's a powerful and loving God that he exists. We believe that he does, and then we turn our lives completely over to him. Help, I can't. Entirely trust God. God can. So tonight we have a special gift, this incredible opportunity for you to learn more about this powerful, loving God. Does he really exist? You can ask that question. How do I know he exists? Why is Jesus worth being Lord of my life? Can I trust the Bible? Why do bad things happen? Why are there other religions or objections to Christianity? You can ask any of those questions tonight. We have experts here with us. They run a ministry here at Watermark called Great Questions, and their whole job is to answer any question about God, Christianity, the Bible, or faith. And you're going to have a volunteer from that ministry in each of your rooms tonight, and you're going to talk a little bit about your curriculum, but the rest of your time, it's wide open for you to ask any question. Go first. Once the first person goes, everybody will ask their questions. So have a question ready, but I'm going to now dismiss you by groups, and you're going to get to go meet your guest and talk to them. So let me say a quick prayer, and we'll get you out of here. Lord, I thank you for tonight, and I thank you for the next 55 minutes that we have to ask any question we've ever had about you. And I pray that you would satisfy our hearts with answers so that we might turn our lives completely over to you, believing that you've extended an invitation, not to that huge crowd that you were talking to a long time ago, but the invitation is extended to us, that we're on the guest list and that we can trust your promise to give us rest. And I thank you for the story of Caroline Klein and the way you've given rest to her lonely, restless heart. And the way you've done that for me and all the leaders in this room, and I pray that you would do that for every single person in this room, that there would be a testimony of their faith in you producing life change, peace, hope, and joy in their lives. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.